Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive. Goodman Hurdle. Watch us. MileHighSports.com. You can reach us. Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle. At Eric Goodman on Tuesday. Buy and build. Having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. Is there anything we can really add to last night's disaster in the desert, in which it looked like the Rockies were playing another spring training game?
Well, hell, they were at least good in spring training. That was abysmal last night. It's bad on two different levels. You give up 14 runs in an inning, lose 16-1, and you only score one run. I mean, I don't know what you come out of that. You come out of it with the old baseball cliche of, hey, a lot of baseball left to play.
Right.
Okay, fine.
This to me is one of those, either this is a dark foreshadowing of things to come, or maybe they become a good team and we look back and say, remember when they lost 16-1?
The problem with losing 16-1 is that and what has the narrative been? The narrative has been irrelevant. Season has snuck up on us. Can't find them. Can't find a place where they're on TV. TV package is finally announced at 1 o'clock in the morning, the game, the day of the season opening. Oh, and by the way, you've also lost 103 last year. Then you go out and lose 16-1 in your opener. There are 161 games left. I get that, but it's just a continuation of the irrelevance that the Rockies hold, not only in this market, but in Major League Baseball in general.
This is why last night's game was so bad for the Rockies. Because it happened on opening day.
Yep.
If this game happened on June 3rd, on July 17th, on May 27th, it's just another game. Opening day is a day that you remember.
It's a focal point. Yeah, you're right.
And people will always remember 16-1 opening day 2024. You would never remember it if it happened on August 23rd because it's one of many. But on the first game of the season, that sticks with you for a long time.
The Rockies had four hits last night. Four hits. Now, everyone will think about the 18 that the Diamondbacks had, hits that is, and the 16 runs. But the Rockies didn't do anything offensively either.
No. Time now for the lead.
The lead, presented by Sasquatch Casino in Blackhawk.
You're not going to win every game, but it was a great game. Rangers beat the Avalanche last night 3-2 in a shootout. Tough game to lose, but overall, Avs played very well. There are no moral victories.
No.
I've said this many times about Colorado and Deion Sanders. Don't tell me about improvement, and I'm not referring to the Avalanche. Don't tell me about improvement. Don't tell me how well you played. It's about wins and losses. They lost the game. However, they lost to the best team in hockey.
Mm-hmm.
And that game could have flipped either way.
Yes, could have just as easily gone their way, and it would be a different narrative this morning. But the fact is, they did. Hey, the fact is now, they've got 1 point out of consecutive home games at a time when they are down the season stretch, and it's tough to split hairs when you're coming off of a 9-game heater like they were, right? There are 9 straight wins. But the bottom line now is you're playing really good people and you're 0-2. You've got 1 point out of a possible 4 from 2 home games consecutively.
For the most part, Georgiev has been excellent this month. Couple of stinkers. One against Pittsburgh, one against Nashville.
Right.
Shesterkin is one of the best goalies in the league, and he has been over the last 2 to 3 years. His numbers may not suggest it, but his save percentage last night was like nearly 98%.
Yeah, it was incredible.
Right. Faced 40.
He was the difference in the game.
Right.
He was the difference in
he
the game.
He faced 40 shots, I believe.
Yeah.
Here's the question, though. If Georgiev faced 40 shots, does he only give up 2 goals? With Shesterkin, you can say, yes, he has a history of doing that. He has a history of facing a lot of shots and still having a brilliant game.
No. 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 What did he face last night? 25?
Yeah. And one of them was off his tuchus.
Well.
As my bubby would say. That's tush.
I mean, you can still win with 92% save percentage. I mean, you can win with that, right?
Yep.
But no, I wouldn't say if you add in 15 more shots to that game or to that effort by the Rangers. I mean, the Avs outshot the Rangers by 15 shots last night.
And the funny thing is, each team had 6 shots on goal in the first period.
Yeah, right.
So when you look at the final 2 periods.
Oh, my God.
It's a wow.
Well, it was a wow. That was a low-scoring wow game.
Yep.
So there were so many opportunities.
It was a tight check-in game throughout the match.
So much fun to watch. Just.
But were you saying that after the first period?
No, not as much after the first period.
That's one of those games similar to a pitcher's duel in baseball. Mm-hmm. Purists love it. I mean, looking at that first period, neither side was allowing the other side to generate any offense in the slot. It was a perimeter game, and neither team could break that force field. And then suddenly, midway through the second period and then into the third, it was like it wasn't wide open hockey because it was a tight checking game. But it was two really good offensive teams and two really good defensive teams finding their spots because they're good enough to do it.
Those two teams have played 2 games, neither of which have been decided in regulation.
Right.
Overtime in New York, shootout in Denver. All I can say is if this is the Stanley Cup final preview,
yep.
Sign me up.
Yep.
I'm ready to go. I would watch these two play 4 nights of the week, 5 nights of the week. I just love that. Was a fun game to watch.
Would you buy a ticket if the game was on a pond in Manitoba?
Yeah, sure. I'll go watch a pond game in Manitoba. If I've got a hot toddy.
Right.
You know, something or other to keep me going. I thought it was just a great game for the NHL. It was it was a great game for both of these teams. I just wish that the Avs could have got it in a shutout. I would have liked to have gotten 2 points instead of 1. That's all. No big deal. Yep. All good. Got opportunities. But Nashville will be tough coming in. They should take care of Columbus on the road. But then you're playing really good people down the stretch, man.
A lot of people have talked about Nathan MacKinnon. Should he have gotten that assist? Yada, yada, yada.
Okay.
However, I'm gonna spin this differently. When you buy a ticket to go see a game, and it's not cheap to go see the Avalanche play. In a lot of ways, you're paying to see the best players in the world. But on some levels, you're paying to see the best players in the game, right?
Mm-hmm.
I would pay to go see this guy is the narrative, right?
Okay.
I'd pay to go see this guy play, right?
Mm-hmm.
Outside of last night, in which you can say he did have an assist or didn't have an assist. If you paid to go see the Avalanche in any game this season outside of last night, you got your money's worth.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
Because Nathan MacKinnon got a point in every single game that you paid money to see.
He got 5 shots off last night.
He did.
I mean, he was active.
And I bet on him to have 5 shots.
How many legs on your parlay?
It was 5. I was a little bit off. I took... I hit everything except for the goal total. I had it at 5.5. It finished at 5. And I had the Avs on the money line. You know what I didn't hit on? Ironically, maybe I jinxed it. I had MacKinnon scoring a goal.
Pretty good bet, generally. Right?
Well, I jinxed it because he didn't even get a point.
Well, it's your fault.
Totally screwed up.
Well.
I suck.
Good night.
I know.
Good night.
I know.
And now they've got Nashville coming in, tomorrow afternoon, right?
Yep. Awesome afternoon hockey.
Well, I mean, they need a win. They need a win. I don't care how. They need to scrape together a win right now.
Nashville, by the way, is playing really well.
Yes, they are.
They have a good young team, and they believe in Nashville. They have a chance to make the playoffs.
They dismantled the Avs in Nashville.
Right.
Right?
Right. Nashville's playing some very good hockey right now. So, a great matchup last night at Ball Arena, a great game last night at Ball Arena, and tonight we have the opportunity to have the same thing. We know it's going to be a great matchup. We'll see if Jamal Murray plays. But the Timberwolves come to town, and it's more than just a game for the Nuggets. It is an opportunity to potentially pull away for that top seed. We'll explain why next.
Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wild Card Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Time keeps on slipping into the future.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. On Tuesday, Buy and Build is having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Auction is open at RollerAuction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at RollerAuction.com/MHS. In the meantime, love telling you about Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock or Parker. Full disclosure here. Mm-hmm. I hope I'm not violating any HIPAA laws because I'm talking about my daughter. There's some things she's totally fine, but I believe she needs to get some blood work done. Okay. She had it done with her internist and blood work came back and they said everything is normal. Personally, I think there is something going on. She's not sick or anything like that.
Okay.
I'm taking her to Castle Rock Men's Health.
All right.
Because Dr. Lee is more of a hormone guy, and they're going to do certain types of panels to see what is going on with her. It's not that I don't trust her internist. I trust Dr. Lee and Castle Rock Men's Health when it comes to something like this. And as I've said about myself, I love my personal internist, but there are certain things I'm going to Dr. Lee about. That's why I'm taking my daughter there later today to do some blood work. He's great at what he does. Castle Rock Men's Health is great at what they do. Yes, they prescribe testosterone for me and estrogen blockers. I need B12 shots. They do that as well. They're concerned about your optimum health. They do things that your internist, not that they can't do, but that they don't do. And it's just a different type of care that you get at Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock or in Parker. Schedule your appointment today. CRMensHealth.com. That's CRMensHealth.com. Time now for The Buzz.
The Buzz is presented by Castle Rock Men's Health in Castle Rock and Aurora. See why Eric only trusts his health with Dr. Lee at Castle Rock Men's Health.
Great game, great matchup last night. Avalanche against the Rangers tonight. It is going to be the Nuggets against the Timberwolves. And this game could go a long way in deciding who has the top spot in the Western Conference. If you looked at the standings this morning, you know that the Nuggets have a half-game lead over Oklahoma City and Minnesota. Specifically against Minnesota, these two teams have played twice this year. They have split. If they split their final two games moving forward towards the end of the regular season, starting tonight, Minnesota will win the tiebreak. The question is, Jamal Murray has missed the last three games with some swelling in his knee, according to reports. Michael Malone has said, health is more important, and I agree. But tonight's game is really, really important and really could decide which team has the top seed. Because if the Suns beat Oklahoma City tonight, and that's a real possibility.
It sure is.
And the Nuggets win tonight, it's a game and a half lead with what? Eight games to play.
8 games to play. That's tough to overcome. I just don't think you sacrifice health in this situation to play Jamal in this game tonight. If he's not ready to go, he's not ready to go. I mean, there's still enough time that you can kind of save the season down the stretch. You still have got 8 games left. I mean, if you lose tonight, you're a half game behind. At the most, you're a half game behind either Minnesota or Oklahoma City. I think that you're probably more concerned right now about getting Jamal Murray in a good place, hopefully to make a good stretch drive. But it's tempting, Eric. If you can be up a game and a half on Minnesota, at least, we don't know how Oklahoma City's going to do. But if you're up a game and a half on Minnesota with 8 games to play, that's a little breathing room. That's some breathing room right there. Oklahoma City has the hardest of the schedules of those three contenders, by the way, the rest of the way.
And Minnesota's schedule is the furthest thing from a buzzsaw.
Right. Absolutely. So Oklahoma City's got the toughest lift down the stretch. So you can live with a loss tonight. Unless you're sitting there thinking, what does this really give Minnesota? I mean, I don't know where Michael Malone is in terms of the psychology between the two teams. I'm not sure where he is in that regard. Because you've made a good point. Minnesota, a couple of weeks ago, walks off the court, losers. But really, were they?
They didn't have Gobert. They didn't have Naz Reid. They did not have Karl Anthony Towns.
Right.
We don't know when Karl Anthony Towns is going to come back. But one thing is not debatable. For as good as Karl Anthony Towns is, he is a better all-around player than Naz Reid.
Oh, yes. Okay? Absolutely.
However, when Naz Reid and Rudy Gobert are on the floor at the same time, they are taking the best defensive team in the league and making it even better. The net defensive rating for Minnesota is 106 for the season. When Naz Reid and Gobert on the floor at the same time, it drops to 102. So now let's throw in what happened last time these two teams played. Jokic, Gordon, Michael Porter Jr., 75 points, 31 rebounds, and they had Jamal Murray on the floor. I mean, do we really expect Jokic, Gordon, and MPJ? And by the way, MPJ has struggled over his last couple of games. I have heard, I can't say this definitively, he's been dealing with some illness. He's not feeling well.
Yeah, he's been a little under the weather.
I mean, they're going to need about 75 points from those three guys.
I think Nikola Jokic has got to be huge tonight. Regardless of who's in, out, whatever, he has to be big tonight.
Don't get into a three-point shooting shootout with these guys.
No, you can't do that. Just can't.
Jokic, in his last game, was deferring way too much against Phoenix. You know, it was everybody gets an orange slice. How many threes would you like to put up? He was making the right pass. Guys were open. They were missing, yada, yada, yada. Tonight's a game where Jokic has to say, I'm going to be the aggressor tonight.
Yeah, 35... 37, something like that. He's got to be. I think he needs to be in that realm. This is the kind of game where you want him to pick everybody up. And by that, in this case, it doesn't mean deferring. It means literally scoring.
Yeah.
I'm going to do this. Look for me. This is my game. He hits a couple of shots early. Man, everything would funnel through him. Everything would funnel through him tonight. looking forward to it as much as I was last night with the Rangers and the Avs. And here we are again. The way that these two teams' seasons are being mirrored is unbelievable. The Avs have now lost two straight games at home. The Nuggets are trying to keep from losing two straight games at home. Neither team has their Robin right now. Nichushkin is out for the Avs. Murray is out for the Nuggets. Both of them trying to win the Western Conference for home ice and home court advantage. It's unbelievable. It's unbelievable. But I'd like to see the Nuggets break the trend tonight because the home teams have lost three straight games collectively. Nuggets need to win this game tonight. And I do think this one's important. This isn't just another regular season game. I think that there are psychological implications. I think you want to keep, for lack of a better term or description, you want to keep little brother at bay, right? You want to keep them down just a little bit. Give them something to think about. I don't care how they win the game, just win the game.
I think tonight could be the night that we, in Denver, start looking at Minnesota as a rival.
Could be.
Tonight's the night.
Yeah.
Because this will have a playoff atmosphere, and both teams need to win this game.
Especially if Minnesota wins. If Minnesota wins this game tonight,
now the Nuggets are chasing.
Then I think that you're even closer to finding a quote unquote rival. Yeah, I mean, yes, the Nuggets have a ring
here.
I gotcha.
If you're looking for a rivalry to begin between these two teams, you want Minnesota to win tonight.
Probably so, because I think that
you're not going to root for Minnesota. But if you're looking to begin a rivalry.
Yeah, it would make more sense to have Minnesota win in that regard. So I'm not looking for that. I want the Nuggets to win tonight. My wife's psyched for this game.
Is she?
Oh, Mike, she loves the Nuggets.
Why don't you take her to the game?
Well, we're not set up to go to the game. She has things going on.
Do you want me to find some tickets for you on StubHub?
Nope.
Because right here it says as low as $76.
She is more than happy to avoid that and watch the game on TV. Seriously.
Is she someone who yells at the TV?
Yes.
Oh, God.
But not continually.
Well, I hope not.
When she sees something or other that bugs her, she will pop off.
Come on!
Yeah, well, it's even...
What are you doing?
No, it can be a little more saltier than that.
She drops F-bombs?
Oh, she can. If it's really pissing her off.
When you watch a game at home,
mm-hmm.
are you vocal?
No.
Me
never.
Either.
I just sit and watch.
As do I.
Yeah. Every now and then I'll say, and this just comes from doing so much play-by-play. Every now and then I'll say, hit him. You know, like, I mean, a guy comes and sets up, and he's got a step ahead of someone trailing him, posting, and I'm like, hit him, you know, get the ball to him because he's got space. So there are little things like that that, having sat in film sessions with coaches, that I talk about. So I will do that kind of stuff.
So this will be appointment viewing in the Hurdle household.
Oh, we will be watching this tonight.
Okay, now, sometimes when you have a big game,
mm-hmm.
you want to kick it up a notch and, like, make a big dinner, order something in.
No, there won't be any of that.
No popcorn.
Oh, popcorn is definitely, that will happen.
Cocktail?
Well, I'm going to have a cocktail. I don't know if she will or not.
And what is going to be your cocktail of choice?
I think tonight's a beer night for me.
Beer night.
This is a blue collar, get your damn business done stuff.
If the mountain's blue, you're drinking it.
Oh, I wouldn't be having that. In truth.
Yeah.
I'm not concerned about the mountain being blue.
Greatest marketing of all time.
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Actually, second greatest marketing of all time.
What's the best?
Fun size candies.
Oh.
There's nothing fun about something being small. there just isn't, unless you're talking about a baby.
What about tastes great, less filling?
No.
That was pretty damn good.
Fun size. They have actually convinced people, Hershey's has actually convinced people that the smaller the chocolate, it's fun.
Oh.
I mean, have you ever gone on a date and you get intimate with somebody and she goes, that's fun size? That's not a compliment. It's just not. Coming up after the break, the Pac-12 men done permanently. All the history with UCLA. A lot of history with Arizona is over. How you feeling? That's next.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silter Har Mazda. A no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silter Har Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman Hurdle. Watch us, mylifesports.com. You can reach us, Roller Auctions Twitter feed, at Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman. Tuesday, buy and build, having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. Time now for What's Trending.
What's Trending is brought to you by Nola Jane Restaurant and Bar. Let Nola Jane spice up your next trip to Lodo with the best Cajun cuisine in Denver.
Clemson beat Arizona last night in the NCAA tournament, closing the book on a long, storied history of Pac-12 men's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Starting, I know, with Oregon, but really with UCLA.
Well, I mean, their history really is UCLA.
And then Arizona has been good for many, many decades as well.
But have only won one national title, which is curious to me. But I mean, but your point is good. John Wooden won 10 of them.
Yeah.
10. Jim Herrick won the last one.
Yep.
In 94, 5, something like that.
And I remember that game well. You know why?
Mm-mm.
I was up at, I think, 4 o'clock in the morning in Tel Aviv watching that game.
Really?
With a guy that I met there. Didn't know him before I went to Israel. He happened to be a UCLA grad.
Wow.
So
that's cool.
So we watched the Final Four game and that game together on the beach in Tel Aviv.
That's kind of cool.
It was
cool. That's a great memory right there.
It was cool.
Nice. Super cool. I like that. Okay. Yeah. That's cool.
But with that, I know the women have 5 teams left. Let's see how it all pans out. Mm-hmm. I think it'd be fitting if one of the women's teams wins.
Great.
To not close the chapter. The chapter is not closed on the Pac-12 because there's still other sports.
Mm-hmm.
But when you look at, here, I'll ask you, which sport, men's sport, and I'm not trying to leave out the women, which men's sport, football or basketball, has a better history for the Pac-12? Football or basketball?
Probably football. USC has won multiple national championships. Yeah, I would say
Oregon's been good for a while.
Yeah, Washington's won a couple.
Yeah.
Basketball has been in the Pac-12 a UCLA-centric phenomena.
Yeah.
Arizona's won one. Utah won one, but they weren't in the Pac-12 at that point. California won one like in 40 or 41 or 42, something like that. They were in it, obviously. They were in the old Pac-6 or whatever it was at that particular point, Pacific 6. So, okay. You know what they've got as rich a tradition and history in as anything in the Pac-12 is baseball.
Yeah.
USC with Rob Dato won like 12 national championships.
Stanford's always good, too.
Stanford is always good.
Arizona State.
Mark Marquise, Arizona State, right. Yep. No question. Really good in baseball. Really good. Not to mention Oregon State recently.
Yep.
So, but in terms of football and basketball, everyone thinks about UCLA. But if you really did a deep dive into it, and it's been a minute since the Pac-12 won a national championship in football, you got to go back to those Reggie Bush teams, right? Yep. Matt Leinart. But they've got a pretty good history of winning national championships in the Pac-12 in football. Just not recently, that's all.
Alabama knocks out North Carolina. Mm-hmm. Number one seed. Everyone loves the blue blood when they go home. But did you really want to see Alabama beat this blue blood?
Mm-mm.
No, I know.
I didn't. The Oats.
Alabama, Clemson. What time's kickoff?
Exactly. Right.
The Elite Eight.
Yeah. Probably will be a good game. It's not one that will draw me
right
to the flame, to be honest with you. I didn't like the way that Alabama handled the whole situation last year with shootings and this, that, and the other. You know, I just didn't think that they handled the situation very well.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've kind of, that's not my favorite program. I mean, it takes something for me to kind of pull for North Carolina. I'm not a North Carolina dude. I was glad to see Illinois win. Illinois over Iowa State, and it was a good game, too. Three-point game. So that was a pretty good game last night. I was happy to see Illinois win. That was good, and I'm looking forward to tonight. But I'm watching the NBA tonight. I'm not watching college basketball.
What do we have coming up on Just In Case You Missed Them?
The DU Pioneers outlasted UMass in a double overtime thriller to advance to the Frozen Four. And can any team in the tournament give UConn a challenge? That's next on Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle on Mile High Sports.
Morning Drive with Goodman and Hurdle, presented by Silterhar Mazda, a no-pressure buying experience in Broomfield at Silterhar Mazda. Find them at sthmazda.com. Live from the Sasquatch Casino and Wildcard Casino Sports Desk, here's Eric and Bruce.
Welcome back. Morning Drive, Goodman and Hurdle. Watch us at MileHighSports.com. You can reach us on the Roller Auctions Twitter feed. At Bruce Hurdle, at Eric Goodman on Tuesday. Buy and Build is having an auction featuring cabinet sets, sinks, fixtures, carpeting, hardwood flooring, and more. Auction is open at rollerauction.com. Get notifications about upcoming auctions at rollerauction.com/MHS. I've been telling you about Dan McKenzie and the McKenzie Law Firm for a long time, and I'm not trying to scare anybody. I'm just really spitting out facts here. We spend our lives when we have a family trying to take care of our family when we are here. But what happens if you don't take care of things if, God forbid, you are not here? My wife and I thought about this. We procrastinated about this for a long time. Found Dan McKenzie, and I will tell you right now, if God forbid something happens to either of us, I feel so good that we have protected our family thanks to all the work we did with Dan McKenzie. With that, Dan, good morning. How are you?
Great. How are you?
Good. Let's go into some detail here about what I just mentioned. If you pass away and you have a family, what kind of potholes are you truly dealing with if nothing is done?
You know, I mean, everything with all the fraud going on in the world, you know, now with AI and all that kind of stuff, I mean, banks and financial institutions are more nervous than ever. They're really hard to deal with when it's myself, right? You're trying to remember your passwords all the time, and you got this two-factor authentication. It's for your own stuff, right? So trying to get into other people's things and do things for them is really, really difficult. And not having any documentation, even when it's a spouse, you know, like if you own your house with your spouse, you can't sell that thing by yourself. You can't refinance it by yourself. If your spouse is unavailable for some reason, you're going to have a problem. So proper documentation is more critical than ever.
Okay. So let's say you aren't married.
Mm-hmm.
People will say, well, what do I need to see Dan for? I'm 26 years old. I make a decent salary, and boom, I don't need to go talk to Dan. why should people at least schedule an appointment with you?
That's even harder. I mean, a spouse will get somewhere. You know, if there's a medical emergency, I was dealing with clients yesterday who had an unexpected emergency, and the wife had been trying to direct it from out of town, actually. So it was really hard. And, you know, the doctors, if they're in that kind of situation, probably will take the words of a spouse. But if you don't have a spouse, I mean, they don't know if you like your brother, if you like your parents, if you want them making decisions for you, if there's a, if you've got parents who are divorced and one's saying one way and the other was saying something else, I mean, how are they going to mediate that dispute? So you got to be real clear. You know, you cannot assume your family members are just going to step in and handle things for you. And a spouse probably has special, you know, privileges to do stuff like that, but really no one else does. So the single people are especially at risk.
When we first got together, I said, I need to get a will. For Mandy and myself. And then you said you might want to consider a trust. And the first thing that popped into my mind was trust fund kid. Okay. Money is associated with a trust. You got to have a lot of money to want to have a trust. And I found out through the way that you educated me that really has very little to do with it. And there is a huge difference between a trust and a will.
Yeah, I mean, your situation, a trust definitely made sense for various reasons that you can disclose if you want to. But, I mean, a will, you know, I tell people, like, look, we've got wills that are really complicated. We've got trusts that are really simple. We've got some clients who have very modest things that have reasons to put stuff in trust because they just don't want a court involved for whatever reason, or they've got, you know, need some privacy or things like that. So it does not, there is not necessarily a correlation between multimillionaires getting trusts and everyone else getting wills. I've seen it go both directions, actually. So
the most important thing that I can ask you during this segment is, if Ohio State was still in the NCAA tournament, I'm guessing you'd be rooting against them. Illinois just advanced to the Elite Eight. Purdue plays tonight. Because you're a Big Ten guy, a Michigan man, do you want to see Illinois or Purdue advance and possibly win a national title? I'm sure it would be a flat out no if it was Ohio State, but what about Illinois or Purdue?
Yeah, I do try and be the bigger man here and try and take the visit. Like, yes, the Big Ten doing well is helpful for my team. So I do try and hope the Big Ten wins. And, you know, yeah, I think in basketball especially, I mean, it's just easier for, you know, a lot of teams to be good and have success more than football. So it's easier for me to do that in the basketball tournament.
I highly recommend you schedule an appointment with Dan McKenzie. Seriously. Don't wait for this stuff because you never know what's going to happen tomorrow. How do people schedule an appointment with you?
They can go to the coplans.co on the web or call us at 833-COPLANS.
Dan, hope you and T have a great weekend.
All right. Thank you. You too.
See you, pal.
All right. Bye.
Bye. Time now for the final word.
The final word is presented by the McKenzie Law Firm. Don't wait before it's too late. Protect your family by setting up a will, living will, or estate plan with Dan McKenzie at themckenziefirm.com. Just in case you missed it, is presented by Argonaut Wine and Liquor. You need to see why Westward named it the best liquor store in Denver 5 years running, or order online at argonautliquor.com.
Okay, guys, just in case you missed it, the Denver Pioneers hockey team outlasted the University of Massachusetts 2-1 in double overtime in the longest overtime game in program history. The Pios got 46 saves from Matt Davis and the game-winning goal from Tristan Braz. So DU will play Cornell in a rematch from last year in the regional final. That'll be Saturday at 2 p.m. What did you think of the win and the upcoming matchup with Cornell?
What a remarkably perseverant effort by both squads, who played nearly 100 minutes of hockey. It was a hell of a game. Having said that, when you watch the NHL as much as we do, and then you flip it over to watch college hockey, man, the difference between the two ends of the extreme is so significant that sometimes it's kind of hard to watch. I know that, and I hate admitting that, but that was kind of my thought yesterday. Watching Davis was unbelievable. Don't get me wrong. Good goalkeeping is good goalkeeping, but the way that the teams skate, the stick handling, pucks on the stick, a sticky, you know, it's just so much different that it took me a little while to get used to.
The game looks slow.
It does. The game looks slow.
And there isn't a ton of tape-to-tape passing, right?
No, and there's sloppiness that you just don't see in an NHL game.
Right.
Where you leave it off, and it's so egregious that someone almost gets a breakaway because of it, or something like that. Having said that, come on, DU.
Yep.
Three more for a national championship, and 10 would be an all-time record.
All right, just in case you missed it, in other Sweet 16 action from the NCAA tournament last night, besides the Pac-12, saw the defending champs UConn put a beatdown on San Diego State by 30 points in a rematch of last year's national championship game. And then, as you mentioned, number 3, Illinois getting by Iowa State by 3 points. Do you see any team in the field able to give UConn a challenge?
If Houston plays at an incredibly high level, or Purdue, maybe, but UConn is so good, so well coached. They can score, they can defend, they've got a handle, they don't get flustered. San Diego State was in that game early, and UConn basically just kind of waited them out, and then boom, just took over early in the second half, and that game went from 5 or 6 points to like 25 points in the blink of an eye.
You and I have covered enough NCAA college basketball tournament games. Generally speaking, you know, you got to win 6 games in a row.
Yep.
Usually there's at least one game in which it's close.
Well said.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Where it's a fight, and then you wind up winning that game that catapults you to a national title. UConn hasn't even been challenged.
Nope, they haven't.
Their closest win has been 17 points. They have not been challenged so far in this tournament at all.
I hear you.
And is Illinois really going to put up that challenge?
I kind of doubt it.
I kind of doubt it, too. I don't know what the point spread is on that, but I'm guessing it's got to be in the neighborhood of at least 8.
Yeah, probably. Yeah.
All right. With that,
UConn by 8.5.
Wow!
Nice.
Nice call.
I should be a professional gambler.
You should set those lines.
I should set lines. I should not be gambling on sports. That is for sure. With that was Argonaut Wine and Liquor. Just in case you missed it, domestic wines right now, 15% off. Argonaut, of course, you can find them off of Colfax. Order online, argonautliquor.com, or order off their app as well. And, of course, they always have great wine tastings, and they're going to be having a wine tasting tomorrow. Go check them out. Brett, Alex, great job all week. As for you, Bruce, thank you for filling in Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, meaning doing the show without me. I can get used to 2-day weeks, and that's going to be what I'm going to be
well,
doing.
Well, don't get used to it.
Moving forward. Make it the best possible weekend you can. You should be rolling with me. You should be rolling with me. You're a real life fantasy. You're a real life fantasy. But you're moving so carefully. Let's start living dangerously. Talk to me.